toured a lot in Europe and played Shelley's band whole. So it would, the music would be different every night, every set. And like I said, you know, we'd figure out what kind of mischief we could get into. Now, it's interesting, you know, because Chick Corea, these particular musicians that Miles had had, Red Garland on up to, and Paul Chambers, Philly Joe, and then to Jimmy Cobb, and Wynton, and then Herbie, Tony, Ron. There was musicians who were thinking musicians. I mean, Miles depended upon the creativity of the musicians to keep the music changing all the time, keep him interested, because Miles had a short attention span, you know, like Ahmad. They both had that. That's why the music was always changing, to keep themselves interested. That's why I always like to have musicians that could change the music up and, you know, keep stimulated him, you know. And so that that is a kind of improvisation that really relied on trust.